July 11th, 2010, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
had a home, my own telephone. Now I can be found just hanging around in the park and the cafe every night and every day. And where the bow winds blow, that is where I'm gonna go. To come home.
From Pedro Show. Actually not in Pedro though. I'm in Marseille, France. I'm on tour with the Stooges, working bass for them. I think we've done 6 gigs now on this first tour leg of the summer. There's going to be 3 tour legs. Well, let me tell you what you just heard. That was Steve McKay. Last week we played in Monaco, or last Monday, 6 days ago. The day before that, a little French town just across the border. Actually, Monaco's pretty little. I think only Vatican City's smaller. And anyway, Kamilski, Brother Steve McKay's buddy from Czech Republic, who's living in France now. Set up a recording thing with some cats at a studio called Def Lab in a little town called Eze, E-Z-E. On the side of Monaco, the French side. It's surrounded, you know. I think this place is like, or that place, Principality, it's called. 16 square clicks or something. So on the way to Nice, if you were going west, you would hit Eze. And it was on the side of the road and some pad that was being rebuilt and stuff, but there's a studio on the bottom, and very nice cats, David and Max. Also, the drumming man was from around there, too. His name was Damien. And we did that song, Expatriate, there. It's one of Brother Steve McKay's older tunes, but we changed it up. And also did some jamming. the drummer named Alex. And I guess Camille Skio do that, incorporate that into his body of work and stuff. He was on the guitar. I was on the bass. I played one of these new kind of Stingrays. USB or something. And then, Mr. Morgan, young man, let me use that. And we started off the show with Miles Davis along with John Coltrane. John Coltrane and Miles Davis Quintet. A song called Sid's Ahead. And I was trippy. I had a dream last week. You lose track of time, you know, a little bit on tour. Because you're in the day-to-day so much. But, I had a dream where I was sitting in some pad and there was a painting. A John Coltrane on the wall, and there was John Coltrane sitting there under the painting and looking beautiful as a person and in the painting, but not saying anything. As Miles Davis was sitting next to me, I think I was crouching or something. It seemed like Miles Davis was sitting on a bed or something, and he was very young, Miles Davis. And he was talking so kindly about Mr. John Coltrane. And he looked beautiful too. And it was a very realistic dream. When I woke up, I was very surprised. Although it was impossible, you know, the makings of it. But somehow I was, you know, I don't know, caught up in it big time. At least it was one of those scary ones. Tomorrow, we're going to play Istres, Istres, it's a town the other side of a bay here from Marseille, not too far. There's 11 gigs in this tour leg, and six of them are French, which is great. The French people have big respect for Stooges. And Alain, the gig boss man, he puts on these shows 7 years. I remember Baudillard was the first one. 2004, maybe. And Alain and his band, Olivier. Great cat. Alain, too. They bring the Stooges to all these different regions of France. Because France has a lot of different kinds of pads, you know. Lands, like the U.S., right now we're in the southeast part by the Mediterranean. It's very warm. But then the night before it was in Belgium, Zodegem near Ghent. And that was very warm, very humid too. It was in a tent. I write about all this stuff on my Hoop page, a tour diary. You can go to mikewatt.com or hooppage.com. Same place, pointer goes there. HOOTPAGE.com or MikeWatt.com and read about my silly stuff. I know I should proofread it. I leave words out and make baka fucking mistakes. And I'm sorry, but I'm trying to give folks a sense of, hey, why not? I know it's my work and stuff, but why not check out other pads and stuff? You don't have to be a bass player. Anybody, but it is kind of a bass player point of view. I got a tour. Well, I got two more legs with the Stooges. It's going to stop September 3rd for the year. And then I got a Mike Watt tour. It's coming up October 17 to November 7, and it's Japan. And it's with some very good friends of mine, some young men in a band, Tokyo, called Light. And here's something they recorded last spring, 2009, and the first time they were at the U.S. Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Some stuff from Japan. Started off with my buddies in Light, On the Mountain Path. On the Mountain Path by Light. John McIntyre from Taurus recorded and mixed that at his studio in Chicago. And they came there. And then they flew to Phoenix and I took them on a little West Coast tour. Back in March. Yeah, I think I told you this was recorded last May. No, I was wrong. That's from another recording from last year. This is much more recent. This is from March 2010. Sorry about that. Baka. But, yeah, from Phoenix, San Diego, K-Town in L.A., and Santa Barbara, Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle. The first time ever playing there. And just the greatest cats. And I was very grateful for the gig-goers being so open-minded because there was no hype or anything. You know, it's just, you know, Watt's bringing some friends to play with him. Open up for the missing man. So much respect for all the great respect you showed, Gig Goer people, to the Light Brothers. Now we're going to do 22 gigs in 22 days in Japan, October 17, November 7. And this tour is about the debut of my third opera, Hyphenated Man. Now, I'll tell you about Hyphenated Man after I tell you the rest of the songs that we heard. Because they're all from Japan. Kuru Crew's got a new album out. It's, this song's called Battle Disco. I think the album's called Mirror Grind Ball. Mirror Ball Grind. Oh, fuck. I think it's Mirror Ball Grind. And, man, they're a wild band. I got to play with them in February of 2008 at a little club, Tetsunori from Up Up was involved with, yeah. It was kind of a loft thing, much different for a Japan gig. Haiti was the name of it. I think it's gone now. It was above some kind of shop, some industrial area by the river there, north of part of town, Tokyo. Anyway, Kuru Crew, new album. I'll be playing a lot of that, their stuff. I'm way into them. Kotai by Wag Party. I don't know much about them, but it was pretty intense. And then finally, Rainbow Bridge by Wakine. And I've played lots of Wakine because, I just think it's beautiful. There's a lot of different things going over there. So back to the Hyphenated Man. Me debuting over there, that's pretty trippy, but it's actually not finished yet. It's got to be mixed, and that starts tomorrow, July 12th, in Brooklyn. Tony Mamone, Brother Tone, is going to be working the knobs and, you know, being the tranny for my motoring along, you know, Tom Watson on guitar, Raul Morales on drums, very essential guys. Trippy thing. It's made of 30 parts, all a different kind of man, inspired by the trippy stuff on the Hieronymus Bosch paintings. It's my third opera, the first one being Contemplating Engine Room. Second one was the Second Man's Middle Stand. And trippy, whereas those two operas had beginning, middle, and ends. Maybe this one's a lot more middle. First opera, very sad. You know, losing D. Boone and my father. I used my father's story in the Navy to try to talk about the Minutemen. The second one kind of happy I didn't die about the sickness that almost killed me 10 years ago. I was only 42. I still got a lot of work. I'm very grateful I made it through. And I paralleled Dante's Divine Comedy for that one. Excuse me. It was with my second man, organ-based drum trio, Pete Mesich, the Cherry Trumpet. I want to do another album with him next year about work, kind of a concept. Speaking of concept albums, the Black Gang, which did the first opera, although Steve Hodges was on the drums for the recording, Bob Lee now on the drums, Nels Klein again on guitar. I recorded a concept different than an opera because it's just the idea of autumn, fall, but kind of that middle thing too. Middle years, you know, maybe not spring or summer, but definitely not winter, hopefully. And I have to mix it. It's all done, but I get some time maybe after I might be staying over a few days after the tour because Nels Klein is getting married with Shuka Honda, and they want me to be there, which might be also a good time for me to finish this recording I did last summer with Mr. Jim O'Rourke there. We just did, the two of us, an album, and he wants me to do spiel and play mandolin, which I haven't really done since Dee Boone days. Dee Boone showed me chords on the mandolin. So maybe I work that in. I will... been invited by the Godspeed Ye Black Emperor people to be part of the Altamar's parties in the early part of December. So my Europe gig man for pert near 30 years, Carlos, Dutch dude Carlos, he'll put some gigs after that, so maybe 2 or 3 weeks of gigs in Europe. So the final people to get the opera live, the third opera, will be U.S. And it's just the way things worked out. But it's actually a pretty intense piece. When this tour stops, coincidentally, Tom Watson and Raoul will be finishing touring too with Lou Barlow. I don't know if you heard, but yeah, Lou Barlow and the Missing Men is actually him. Tom Watson and Raul Morales. I did some, or the me and my missing men did some dinosaur gigs in the spring of 2009, and Lou asked me if he could borrow them, and I said, sure, man. The more Tom Watson, Raul Morales plays together, the better for me, also. And plus, Lou's a beautiful brother, and if I can help Lou Barlow, that's a good thing for me, too, in my thinking. May, last month, is when I did my parts for this third opera in Brooklyn, in a sweaty Brooklyn. Although Brother Tony just told me there's been some 100-degree days. I was just in some high 80, low 90. Man, I am spoiled in San Pedro, I tell you. But anyway, I put the bass and the spiel on. Even though Tom Watson, Raul Morales recorded guitar and drums May 3, 4, and 5. I think so. Or May 2, 3, and 4. Early May of 2009. I had him doing it without the bass because using the little time period lengths of the little parts, 30 different miniature songs, it was kind of Minuteman style. So respect to Dee Boone, respect to Georgie, I thought, well, I'll just remove the only Minuteman. So I taught it to them. Actually, I wrote the whole piece on Dee Boone's Telecaster. One of them that his daddy gave me, Joe Boone. And Danny Boone's his dad, but Joe Boone got it from him and then gave to me. I got to record with Joe Boone, by the way, at Nels Klein, the beginning of this of last month. Last month was June, July. So May, it was 2 months ago. Oh, no. I recorded with Tone in June because there was a Stooges gig in Toronto. And I did 4 days with him. Then went and recorded. Played this gig. Then came back and did 3 more days. So I did 7 days with him. Which to me was a dream, you know. Because, me and D. Boone saw that modern dance tour. And it blew our minds. I think in 1977 or something like that. 78. Is that the Whiskey a Go Go? And he even put my bass. It wasn't my bass. It was his 1967 Fender Jazz. The EMG pickup was a badass bridge. And he had it go through his Bandmaster that he used in those days. That was something for me. And then to have him sitting there, you know, helping me, guiding me. He's beautiful. Patient with me. So it's a weird thing. You can't really do a gig like that. You know, have the bass player put his stuff on later. But albums are trippy kind of springboards for ideas like that. So gigs are another thing. And like I said, I got some weeks with Tom Watson, Raul Morales too. Get this baby as one tune to bring it to you folks and gigs. And kind of trippy thing. For sure. I do have some recording coming up in the end of August next month in Texas with some people I've never played with before. Following Donna's, John Dietrich, excuse me, and Tim Barnes. It's going to be in Austin for 3 days in between the second and third Stooges tour legs over here. And actually, the end of the third one is some U.S. gigs. But this thing's going to be all improvised. I'm thinking of getting some sketches of some stuff just to give some backbone to a part of it if they're into that. Seem like real nice cats, and very kind of them to invite me aboard. I just got some music too from Christian. He was on the show a few episodes back. I'll play some of his Liquid Indian stuff next hour, which is coming up, but so I'll be putting some bass on there. And of course, I'm waiting for my buddy, Jose Ross in England, Angel part of London. He's supposed to write a Jose Ross Se Pass album. And I told him I would, put some bajo, be bajista for him on that. Speaking of which, I've been working on the new Funanori songs. I brought, you know, some stuff. It's been a problem, though. At the beginning, when I first got to Cobourg, I had time I could do that. But the bass hasn't been with me. It shows up an hour before I play. The equipment van is not in sync with us, you know, either flying or on the train, or and now we're on a bus. And so it's been difficult. I did 10 versions for one, this one called Living on the Hill. Some of the parts were okay, she said, but I got to work on getting a better chorus, she wants. And then the other one is, young gopher memory. But anyway, I'm way into that, and we'll get to it. It's the end of the first hour. Watt from Pedro Show, July 11, 2010. Hold tight for hour two. July 11, 2010. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Outer space. From planet to planet, ba da ba da ba ba ba. We travel the spaceway, da da ba da ba ba. From planet to planet, da da ba da ba ba. We travel the spaceway, outer spaceways incorporated, outer spaceways incorporated, outer spaceways incorporated. Outer spaceways incorporated, outer spaceways incorporated, outer spaceways incorporated. We travel the spaceway, we travel the spaceway, ya-da-da-da-da-da. From planet to planet, we travel the spaceway. We travel the spaceway from planet to planet. We travel the spaceway, outer spaceways incorporated, outer spaceways incorporated. We travel the spaceway from planet to planet.
defect. Reject. Shoot one.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Space is the Place. We travel the spaceways. Recorded live, early 80s. Sun Ra. Maybe in Italy. I think so. Then we heard Cosmic Shipwreck by Roosterhead. And Bruise Bit by Shitbird. And finally, The Future According to 1965 by Thrifty Astronaut. Now, about this time, middle of the show, I usually got Brother Matt to do a spin cycle. I usually have a guest to have interesting things to say instead of my baka talking, getting confused. And but it's man alone here in the hotel room. What's this place called? Pullman Palm Beach, Marseille, or something. Pullman Marseille Palm Beach, maybe. But it looks over the water. I mean, I saw dudes paddling kayaks from the other side of this thing. I wonder if I could walk around. I walked around a lot today, trying to find a little store. You know. Because I don't get stuff at these towels. It's too much money, you know. So if you find a little store, you go and bring it back in a set. And I had no luck. The plage, La Plage is a beach, and that's what's all around here. And there's chow pads and stuff. But nowhere to get, you know, supplies. Tack. Tack that word. You know, we were flying from the Belgium Rock Zodigan gig to Perpignan for the gig last night with was near the Spanish border, still in France, or Catalonian border, whatever. Argelès-sur-Mer is the name of the town. It was the Vlami vineyards. It was in a vineyard thing. On a hill, and we're up at a house. But anyway, on that plane ride over, Scotty Sun, the drummer of the Stooges, speaking about the adventures of Huck Finn. And I must admit, I got kind of weepy eye, you know, thinking about Huck and Jim on that raft. It's a beautiful story, trippy thing. Some insights to human trip. But, yeah, in the way Scotty talked it, you know, was so great. Here's some more music.
I'd love to, but I got in Nash. I'd love to, but Donnie Nash.
Things to do, you know. People to see. I'm late already.
No me perdí, no me entretuve en el camino, simplemente huí. Tuve que ir muy lejos para recordar que no sé dónde ir. En el rebaño otra vez, y todo sigue igual que ayer. Parece que nada cambió, debo de estar viviendo en el error. Donde hubo fuego, ahora solo queda hielo. Y tengo el alma ardiendo, y el dedo tieso. Decidí ser muy discreto, abrir la boca para contestar. Cuando quise decir algo, no escucharon, tuve que gritar. Y decidieron que era yo. Alterado el transgresor, el subversivo en la moral, el gracioso fuera del lugar. Donde hubo fuego, ahora solo queda hielo. Y tengo el alma ardiendo, y tengo el dedo muy tieso. Borregos ciegos, ese fue mi gran error. Todo desastre tiene su profeta y yo vi con él mejor. Me dijo vamos más allá, donde el delirio es realidad, donde no queda sangre azul. Vamos de farra, busquemos la luz. Niños fijos en el escenario son los duros del lugar. Tienen un peso nuevo en el cerebro y les vuela el pelo. Cuando murió el rock and roll, cuando acabó la rebelión, cuando lo hicieron oficial, me habrá gustado ir al funeral. Donde hubo fuego, ahora solo queda hielo. Y tengo el alma ardiendo, y tengo el dedo muy tieso. Tan puro, tan sano, tan blanco. ¿Dónde está tu suelo? Dime dónde está tu dedo tieso.
From Pedro Show. You just heard Vendo in El Error by J.M. Olay from over there in Spain. And by the way, congratulations to Spain for winning that world soccer thing. They beat the Dutch in the final tonight. 1-0. I don't watch much of that or anything, but man, it was a big deal to everybody. I guess the octopus ended up... There's an octopus that lives in Hamburg, in an aquarium. And it was picking all the winners. Even went against the German team. But I thought it was trippy there. Kind of Celtic sound, the cats from Spain, J.M. Olay. Before that was... Got to Nash by the D-Side Tinkers. And they are Gaelic. I think they're Scott. And see what music's for. It's for sharing. So think about that. As we explore our identities. The Obscene Mathematics of Guilt before that by Kosto Glotov. Costa Clota.
They're from England, but yeah, kind of a risky name, huh? By the way, there was an interesting trade of spies in this supposedly over Cold War days. I'm kind of out of touch news, being on tours, but I read some stuff about that. I'd like to learn a little more about it. I guess no espionage yet, but they had planted people with identities, and children were even born and stuff. And trippy. And we start off with Blood Moon over Mount Lozen by Liquid Indian, which is Christian's proj. He also is the guitar man for Triclops. And a few shows back, he was a guest on. He came down to San Pedro, joined me and Brother Matt at Love Grotto, and played for us. And, good spiels, his story of his music journey from Florida to San Francisco. Let's play some more music.
She sat watching the sea. old cold tater and wait.
Is Dolly still alive? Salvador Dolly?
Yeah.
Well, I heard he had some llamas. This is called Dolly's Llamas. Weapon skills, high security, lie. Olympics and China. Live, flee, or die. Demigod dicks. CEO, jingle lingo. Thieves penetrate. Inch thick midnight. Awesome cemetery. Make out faces. Digital values. Last year's graffiti. Scrap shop window. Frowns from a limo. Sexual battery days. Make out forces. Get fat for robots. Second chaos. Muscle flash. Poke police. Shit squad city. Cosmic go-kart. Kick all suspects. Pimp in the porch light. Women of the street. Ballerina feet. Dick parade. Bush golf cart. Big fat backers. Mankind on the lam.
Watt from Peter Show. Started that last chunk of music out with T.V. Smith. T.V. Smith used to be the singer of the Adverts. 70s punk band from England. And he's been solo for quite a while now. I got to meet him once after a show with Ron and Scott Ashton and Jay Maskus. Ashton, Maskus and Watt. It was called it Mean Fiddler. And Gay Advert too. She was a bass player. Anyway, that's Bring the Bull Down by T.V. Smith. And then after that was Silver Princess by the Clown Foundation Incorporated. Then Fuzznuckin, a very early mix, Lo-Fi Cub. I think I'm part of this project. It's a cat named Regis from here in France, and R. Stevie Moore. And I think the new name of the band is the Wicked Witches of the South or something. I'm a little out of touch. Regis actually came to one of the gigs. Damn, but Monaco. Yeah, but I couldn't. Yeah, I'm curious what people think about Stooges playing Monaco. The gig was open to the people, but it was for the Prince. And a friend of mine is really upset over this, but. We also played with ZZ Top. I got to meet them. I saw them in, I don't know, 73, 74. Something like that. Incredible band to us. I mean, Andy Boone, a trio. Even more than Cream, I think ZZ Top. The Trace Ombres, the Fandango albums, those two. Wow. And they were so kind to me, so nice. And Frank Beard, the drummer man, watched the whole gig, the Stooges gig, saw him at the side. Yeah, really, really nice cats. And I got to talk to Dusty Rhodes. You know, I was thinking Dusty Rhodes, I got to mention him more when people want to talk about my bass influences because I learned a lot of bass from that man. Actually, yeah, he was very kind to me too. He showed me his fingers, not too big of fingers. Man, can he play. Anyway, we heard Charlie Plymell after that with Dalai's Lama. Big respect to Charlie. We're thinking about doing an opera about Chernobyl with Petra. And then, this is hard for me to say, Pilates, maybe it's a Greek word, huh? By Matagawa. And, yeah, it's P-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S is the title, so I'm sorry for fucking that up. And finally, we heard, I can get this one right, 090-9170-6967. I don't know what that is, phone number. But the band is Mazelna Kiken. I think they're German. Interesting stuff, though. It's been the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show for July 11, 2010. Hold tight for hour three. July 11, 2010. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah, scientist rock. I'm applying all I've learned to China's rock. I'm going forward. Let it low, low. I'm letting the fucking street flag fly.
From Pedro Show, started the third hour off with something from Italy, I Pesci by L'Encanto, and then Good Angels by Home and Garden. Home and Garden is a Cleveland band, started by Brother Tony Mamone and Mr. Scott Krause. Keeps it going, and in fact, I just did some bass for a Home and Garden song before I left, the day before I left. Mr. Scott sent me a tune, and I just whipped up a bass, and it was good enough. He liked it. This K.R. is a little different. Many tries for Funadori. There's one tune, 18 different versions. But, you know, I keep going. All situations different. We heard a Hotel X doing Shona Shimmy next. Hotel X, Tim Harden. It's a Richmond, Virginia band, and I've known him a long time. Not really well. Lost touch for him for a while, but he's still doing music. Great cat. I remember conking at his pad, Firehose Tour. Was like a, kind of their band house, I guess. Always August, they were called that, I think. Good guy. And then finally we heard Maynard the Magic by Terramelos. Terramelos, Sacramento band, California. And I'm on the beginning there. There's a little spiel. The Basie asked me to, Nathan asked me to spiel on the answer machine, call up. I think they're going to be on a week of gigs in that Japan October-November tour at the beginning. I know they're good friends of Light, too. Got to play with them in Sacramento. Trippy band, man. Trippy cats. Good guys. Yeah, these Stooges gigs have been whalers, man. The heat and wearing the black flannel, black Levi. I soak all the way to the socks. I soak the socks. I sweat so hard. And I was having troubles with the cramping. It would be at the end of the set. You know, Hiroville, St. Clair, and Paris. Monaco, too. Last couple songs, my fingers, especially in the right hand, would just spaz out, and I couldn't use them. Useless, like my hand became a claw or something. But I've been using this like Gatorade stuff, Powerade, what do they call it? Aquarius. There's different versions, but it's all the same thing, except for the crummy sugar. There's not a lot of sugar, but it's got these electrolytes and sodium, magnesium, and that's been helping me. And actually starting to drink it earlier in the day before, I'm saying drinking this stuff, not liquor. It's been helping me the last couple gigs, no cramps, and I've been very relieved because, yeah, I mean, I want to do good for these guys. I want to have enough trouble keeping it together with the cramps and crap. Yeah, James Williamson is having a bass made for me. Kind of like my little Gibsons, but a neck through design with maple. And then ash on the sides. I like where a P-Bass has his pickup. I like that thumb. I'm a big disciple of Mr. James Jamerson. He has so much to teach me. Like Mr. Dusty, like, and you know, Jack Bruce, John Entwistle, Larry Graham, Geezer Butler. Get into a bass talk. Oh, I met a bass player at the Belgian gig, Sally Chan. That was very interesting. Somebody told me this lady was doing a Minuteman song on YouTube. And, yeah. So everybody working the bass, I have something to learn from. Thank you. Some more music. Thank you.
This is the Reverend Hell. I'm eating a sandwich and getting a blowjob. I'm not really getting a blowjob. At least I don't think so. I just don't know anymore. Stop that ridiculous music. You know, friends, preaching is a heavy burden. Sometimes I wonder, should I turn in my collar? I'm confused. God keeps fooling me. Or is it the devil? But I'm so full of love, I know I have a mission tonight. And just because I have these nocturnal missions, it don't mean it's the devil's work. God still works while we sleep. I'm so full of love, it just runs over. You know, I saw the Reverend Al Green last night, and I heard him say, you didn't need money if you had love. And then he took off his shirt. I believe him. We must be as little children. Short attention spans. Mysterious hard-ons. Tears. Sudden mood shifts. Fuck you. Send money. All is well. God speaks through me. Hello, friends. This is the Reverend Hell, back again, bringing you no hope whatsoever. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, times have been hard in hell. That guy I was talking to, I found out he wasn't God after all. Who's preaching? Get rid of that guy. Cut the fucking organ. But really, everything's all right. Cheer up, friends. Amen. Praise God. I've been praying. Cheer up. Everything's fine. Amen. Amen. Amen.
reach the eye.
Here we go. Window Wonders at the show. Oh, HIP on a track, let's go.
Hey yo, my workshop, the studio. Let that beat bang. First drop the beautiful verse with a moody flow. Cause they usually don't see that heat wait. Up all night for small crowds and free drinks. Still I'm happy as I am. This hammer been my hand. Crafting something different from my plan. I wonder when the levers stop. I gotta drop this tool, man. My arm is killing me.
We even bring some blueprints, ink stains on paper like newspapers hot off the presses. Press telling who's on strike and not for PS and about pay. Understand, I'm lyrical demand. Paying attention when planning. Plans and hammer in hand.
I'm a master of my plan. Hammer in my hand. Rolling over boulders, molding sculptures as I go. Picasso, sort of I beat. You can get an Eiffel, like sitting at the top of the Eiffel Tower. Aerial views of the beat with my voice and the marriage of the two. Two double XL burial tomb for you. And what you call work, I'ma bury that too.
We even bring some blueprints, ink stains on paper like newspapers hot off the presses. Press telling who's on strike. Not protesting that I'll pay. Understand, I'm lyrical demand. Paying attention when planning. Plans and hammer in hand. Standing, working at the workshop, crafting words in the booth. Been called a craftsman, lyrics to mic, it's the truth. Made custom bumper studio, like shake and bake. Got help, help from Corn Fed and Jimmy. No longer sound like I yelled. Weaving prints of blueprints, ink stains on paper like newspapers hot off the presses. Press telling who's on strike. And not protesting about pay. Understand, I'm lyrical demand. Paying attention when planning. Plans and hammer in hand. JG in middle on my track. Knack for smacking back. Like battles, words do fly. Striking like a panic attack. Sticking around like fly paper. Till the job is done. Using mics like megaphones and vanishing to the midnight sun. Weaving prints of blueprints, ink stains on paper like newspapers hot off the presses. Press telling who's on strike and not protesting about pay. Understand, I'm lyrical demand. Paying attention when planning. Plans and hammer in hand. Weaving prints of blueprints, ink stains on paper like newspapers hot off the presses. Press telling who's on strike and not protesting that I'll pay. Understand, I'm lyrical demand. Paying attention when planning. Plans and hammer in hand.
Thank you.
Wad from Pedro show. You just heard Contact by CDR. Before that, Prints on Blueprints by Wendell Wonders. F equals O by Telomere Repair before that. I got to play with them. They're a Long Beach band, but I got to play with them in Pedro a couple days before coming here. Fundraiser to buy a PA for the Pedro bands, Pedro scene, because we've been using Danny Lou's toy too long. Much respect to Danny Lou, though. Keep On Young Women by Viking Fuck before that. Specter Shingo, Kurt Master Cut before that. Vo Cindy Doctrine by Implant. No, Implantat. Sorry. Implantat with Vo Cindy Doctrine. And then the Reverend Hell gets confused by Richard Hell ahead of that. Yeah. A hero of mine, Richard Hell, bass player. Chris Skoger with Clown Bots on Parade. And started that chunk off with Ibrahim Dekur by Talib Aziz. Hope I got that right. Well, we're getting down to the final. So, I think the last bit of music will be some more stuff from Japan. Why not?
ベトベトに濡れ、 たくさんの海の上で二つの赤い花が揺れる咲きたくても咲けない花と咲きたくないのに咲いてしまう花
Andoro Cupid by King Otama. And after that, finally, for last song of this segment, Ono Noko Yura Yura by Moon Mama, which has got Pikachu. Yeah, Afriampo is no more, and she's pursuing this praj. You know, I'm going with the Stooges here. I get back to my Pedro Town July 23. Like 8 days later, leave for another leg. But it's righteous. And I tell you, talk about keep going. Ig in that Rock Zodigam gig in Belgium a couple days ago, he took a massive stage dive in a head-to-head with another man's head. And ripped open, cut over his right temple. I kept going, 5-6 more songs we had, and then he got 10 stitches, but the blood was everywhere, and I saw him it was in I Want to Be Your Dog. He comes up on stage, and he looked a little dazed for a moment, but went right to it, and then you can imagine how he actualized the song, Open Up and Bleed. Amazing. He is the bow of the boat. He's my sensei, my greatest teacher. I love Stooges. I love Stooges. And I'm working my hardest out there. And also checking out these parts of the world I have been to and I haven't been to. I get to see my El Sueño de Marinayo brothers, Fratelli, Andrea Belfi, and Stefano Pelia, coming up soon. A couple more French ones. It's Istres and Lyons, then go to Italy, then Czech, then Swiss, and finally a French Baritz, and I go back to Pedro. Most interesting for me, of course, it's been 7 years now, over 7 years, getting to work bass for them, and what a classroom for me, someone like me. Like Ronnie used to say, dream come true. It's totally right, and I want to live up to that and do good for them. Interesting things coming up for me too. It helps me with all my other projects, you know. All investment in what? Trying to get a handle on the base. So everybody, take care. It's July 11, 2010, Watt from Pedro Show. From Marseille here in France. Keep your powder dry.